Several years ago, I had the opportunity to be a behavior specialist, and my function was to teach teachers about how to manage challenging behaviors and promote very strong, positive relationships between teachers and students, and help students to engage in really constructive, appropriate behaviors, both within the classroom and outside of the classroom. And in addition to teaching teachers about those strategies, my second part of my job was to assist those situations in which students were having challenging behaviors that the teachers didn't yet know how to manage. And one day in particular just still sticks out in my mind all these years later. There was a teacher, she was in a self-contained classroom, and the teacher was finishing her lunch at her desk, and she then passed out a bunch of papers back to students in the class, and these were papers that had been graded. I was only there to see one student, and when he got all of his papers back, there was a red line through literally every single problem on every single worksheet. And then she said to him, "Now, as soon as you get all these corrected, you can go to the assembly this afternoon. But if you don't get them corrected, you cannot go to the assembly." And then she went back and sat down. So he raises his hand and he said, "Like, I need some help on this. I'm seriously got every one of these wrong." And he was obviously upset. And she said, "You just need to try harder." And he was starting to show signs of frustration. He's like, "I cannot do this." And she said, "Well, then you're just going to have to try." And she started eating her lunch again. And finally, he escalates in this voice and he's on the verge of tears. And then he stands up and he rips all the papers and throws them at her in what felt like a million little pieces. And he yells as if he was using a megaphone, "Hello, if I can't do one, I can't do 500. Somebody needs to teach me," which frankly, at the time, I thought was quite profound. And when we took one of the problems that I had found on the torn up piece of paper, what I'd learned in looking at some of these, that the pattern was subtracting across zeros. He didn't understand that concept, but that if you were taking like 501 minus 199, he didn't know what to do when there was a zero in the tens place. It was simply one correction. And as soon as he learned how to subtract across zero, he had what he needed to do. He can complete the items on the worksheet, and he was able to go to the assembly. But he had also earned a detention along the way. And that whole experience really bothered me at the time, because his behavior went from what felt like zero to 100 in a really short period of time, and it really didn't need to. And I think it created some embarrassment for the teacher and for the student themselves.